It's National Poetry Month, and we're fortunate to have Cincinnati's nationally recognized poet, Poeta Hansel, with us tonight. Along with being the author of several books of poetry, the latest of which is titled Tangle, she has been named Cincinnati's first poet laureate. If that didn't keep her busy enough, she's played a major role in bringing together Realms of Our Mothers, an anthology of poems honoring the first decade of publishing by Cincinnati's Dos Madres Press. Poeta, I am delighted to welcome you to Around Cincinnati and say a big congratulations.
Oh, thank you, Barbara. I really appreciate it, and I'm happy to be here.
Good, good, good. I'll state the obvious. What most qualifies you to be poet laureate is that you're a poet, and a wonderful one. And you have a beautiful poem that describes why this is such an important part of your life, and it's titled, Why I Write.
Why I Write. Always the hope it is more artichoke than onion, and I am heading toward a plump, sweet mystery the surface can never reveal. Or like tapping mother's crystal goblets, listening for each resonating tone, yes this, not that, these together make a tune, each note's story known only in relation to the other.
Thank you. To be named Poet Laureate is a very major honor, and I'm guessing also something of a labor of love. I'm curious how you learned that you were Poet Laureate, and then what the expectations were, if there are some. But since you're the first, I'm also guessing there was a kind of blank slate to
there
write on.
There is. Yeah. I got the opportunity to make the template and see how it works, make and remake it. So the city has a long history of supporting the arts and decided sometime in 2016 that they wanted to extend that support to this creation of the position of Poet Laureate. There was an application process, and after hard thinking about sort of where I fit in, because I'm not really a public poet in a sense. I'm a community poet. I'm very much about making community through poetry. And so that's what I came down to, is they asked for folks to submit a plan. And my plan was making the Poet Laureate position really about both bringing poetry to community, but also bringing community together through poetry. And so that's been the basic philosophy that I've built my activities around. And what I have done is to do a number of writing activities with people around the city, including people that don't necessarily think of themselves as writers at places like community centers and caregivers for others with dementia, with people who are in homeless shelters, for example, just going around wherever I'm invited and shaking some trees to get invited in places, and then making the poems that people write there together public through social media and through the Cincinnati Poet Laureate website. And then really trying to support all of the wealth of poetry organizations and poets through the city through, again, publication on social media, but also bringing people together in a sense of using social media to let people know about what is happening around the city.
And it's been wonderfully informative to see the number of poets as well as poetic events that go on in the city.
It is amazing, isn't it? Once you start looking, we are everywhere. You could go to a poetry event every night if you wanted to, and not just Poetry Month.
I'm thinking that one of the questions experts in their field often get asked is how to, or where do you start to write a poem? You have a wonderful poetic answer, I think, in the poem titled, What I Need. So if you would read that for us, that would be informative as well as beautiful.
Thank you. What I Need. I need the white space between the lines, that sinking down between the words, a good metaphor to write my life around. Some days house will do, four walls built brick by solid brick, undone, the turning of the seasons seeping up from underneath, crumbling mortar letting in the spring. What do I need? I need a quiet room, or a noisy one, my thoughts pushed down beneath its clamor and squeezed out onto whatever page I find at hand. No room at all, a tree stump, a hard, damp piece of ground.
Thank you. So you've had a busy year, and in addition to your ongoing teaching and the new Poet Laureate honor. You have had a project that you were involved with Dos Madres. So tell us about what your involvement was with Realms of Our Mothers.
Yeah, so Dos Madres Press is a local poetry treasure which publishes not just poets from the Cincinnati area, but actually around the country and even around the world. And 2014 marked its 10 years anniversary. So I, along with some other friends of Dos Madres Press, were looking at various ways to commemorate that. And I had the idea of doing an anthology of its first 10 years of publication and got my good friend and wonderful poet and editor Richard Haig involved, who was the editor of the anthology. And he came up with the idea of calling it Realms of the Mothers, the first decade of Dos Madres Press, thinking about all the various poetic realms that the poems in these, gosh, 70, more than 70 books from those years touched upon. So we were able to secure some funding from ArtsWave and the Ohio Arts Council and set about on both creating the book and then bringing it out into the world through readings and workshops and generally celebrating both the press and its poets and its words.
And you have a wonderful celebratory poem in Realms of the Mothers, as well as the previous two that we've heard. So if you would, in honor of National Poetry Month and our time tonight, read A Blessing for the Feast of All Poets.
I'd be delighted. A Blessing for the Feast of All Poets. For words, for vowels, for syllables that purr off my tongue, I give thanks. For black ink on a page, for margins and lines, which, like rules, beg ignoring, and for all punctuation, especially the dash, forgiving and constant, I give thanks. For poets who, like miners, go down underground with only the light of their own unknowing to guide them, I give thanks. For the ones who do not come up again, who lay broken beneath fallen pillar and beams of the lives that chose them, though I turn my face from those cratered lives, hold their words like a candle too close to my skin, then too far from my eyes, I must still give thanks. Oh, but those who go down and come up every day, who plumb mystery, pull weeds from the garden, the poem, the dark path underground, who sit with me at tables, hold my words in their hands, you who are constant as dashes, as forthright as ink, I bless you with light for your journey, as you have blessed me.
Thank you so much. I want to give you a very large and warm-hearted thank you for being first Poet Laureate of Cincinnati. And for all you bring to this honor, as well as to your poetry and to the support of poets in Cincinnati. Thanks for visiting with us tonight.
Thank you.
I've been talking with Pauletta Hansel tonight. She is Cincinnati's first Poet Laureate. Her most recent book of poems is titled Tangle, and she was the project coordinator for Realms of the Mothers, an anthology of poems from Dos Madres Press' first decade. There will be a Love Your Mothers fundraiser along with readings from Realms of the Mothers at the Bonbonnerie on Friday, May 19th. You'll find more information at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I'm Barbara Gray.